Chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the broad place on the east, and said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites. Now sanctify yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed, and done that which was evil in the sight of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to be tossed back and forth, to be an astonishment, and a hissing, as you see with your eyes. For, look, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to minister to him, and that you should be his ministers, and burn incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Asara, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Asher the son of Jehalel, and of the Gershonites, Yoah the son of Zimmer, and Eden the son of Yoah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Simri and Joel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Haman, Jehuel and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uziel. They gathered their brothers, and sanctified themselves, and went in, according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. The priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord, to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the Lord's temple into the court of the house of the Lord. The Levites took it, to carry it out abroad to the brook Kithron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord, and they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went unto Hezekiah the king within the palace, and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of burnt offering, with all its vessels, and the table of showbread, with all its vessels. Moreover all the vessels, which King Ahaz in his reign threw away when he trespassed, have we prepared and sanctified, and look, they are before the altar of the Lord." Then Hezekiah the king arose early and gathered the officials of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 male goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. He commanded the priests the sons of Aaron to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar, and they killed the rams, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They killed also the lambs, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They brought near the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them, and the priests killed them. And they made a sin offering with their blood on the altar, to make atonement for all Israel, for the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for the commandment was of the Lord by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also, and the trumpets, together with the instruments of David king of Israel. All the assembly worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they had made an end of offering, The king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered, "Now you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord." The assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated things were 600 head of cattle and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brothers the Levites helped them, until the work was ended, and until the priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. Also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings, and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, because of that which God had prepared for the people, for the thing was done suddenly.